This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 259 for Tuesday, February 11th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Tuesday morning to go with positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are higher. Crude oil is also on the rise, despite United States President Donald Trump imposing 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Monday's close. The March canola contract is up $2.40 per ton at $664.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are showing minimal gains as the trade awaits the U.S. Department of Agriculture's monthly supply-demand estimates to be released later this morning. The trade is expecting 2024-25 U.S. corn stocks to be 1.526 billion bushels in today's report, down 14 million from the January estimate. World-ending stocks for corn are slated to be 292.52 million tons, down 820,000 tons from the January projection. Argentine corn production would be cut 1.5 million tons at 49.5 million, while Brazil's would be down 260,000 tons at 126.74 million. The USDA reported 1.334 million tons of U.S. corn export shipments during the week ended February 6. So far this marketing year, 23.088 million tons were shipped, up 34.15% from 1 year earlier. The USDA also reported yesterday private export sales of 365,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Brazil's trade ministry reported corn exports at 3.594 million tons, a four-year low for January. The March corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.95. Pre-report trade estimates suggest U.S. soybean stocks will be 374 million bushels, down 6 million from January. World-ending stocks will be 127.79 million tons, down 580,000 tons from January. The estimate for Brazilian soybean production is projected to be up 640,000 tons from January at 169.64 million tons, while Argentina's would be down 1.51 million tons at 50.49 million. Brazil's trade ministry reported 1.072 million tons of soybean exports in January, down 62.4% from 1 year earlier. The USDA reported 1.104 million tons of soybean shipments last week. The March soybean contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.53. The trade estimated U.S. wheat ending stocks at 799 million bushels, up 1 million from the USDA's January estimate. World ending stocks would be 258.6 million tons, down 220,000 from January. In total, 536,217 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export last week. Marketing year shipments have totaled 14.566 million tons, up 24.4% from last year. Winter wheat in Texas was rated by the state at 36% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.87. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.02. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.30. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.